USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The suspect is dead and there are multiple injuries reported after a gunman opened fire on the campus of the University of Nevada, Las Vegas today. Las Vegas Metro Sheriff Kevin McMahill.
I want to assure the community there's no further threat. We are continuing the investigation here. This is still a very active and dynamic scene, so if you can avoid the area, we would appreciate it.
It's being reported that three people were taken to area hospitals. According to U.S. officials, a drone from Houthi-controlled areas of Yemen was intercepted and shot down by an American warship. The incident occurred in the southern Red Sea with no reported damage to the USS Mason or injuries to its personnel. The unmanned aerial vehicle was approaching the ship, prompting the ship's commander to perceive it as a threat. Republicans in both legislative chambers are pledging to withhold support for any new foreign aid package unless it's accompanied by measures addressing the escalating issue of illegal immigration.
Using the power of the purse to make sure that first and foremost we deal with our southern border crisis.
Texas Congressman Jody Arrington argues that the stance aims to tackle the influx of illicit drugs into his border state. However, Democrats express skepticism about the GOP's border plan. Former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is announcing that he's resigning from Congress at the end of this year. McCarthy's departure follows an historic event where he became the first Speaker of the House to be removed from power during their congressional term. The ousting occurred at the hands of a small faction of conservative Republicans. Tonight, the fourth Republican presidential debate is scheduled. It'll take place at 7 p.m. Eastern at the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa. Frontrunner Donald Trump once again will not be participating, resulting in only four candidates sharing the stage: Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Chris Christie, and Vivek Ramaswamy. This is USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that, when combined, really keep things moving. I drink it every day, and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors: natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Former President Donald Trump sat down with Fox News' Sean Hannity in Iowa for a town hall meeting. When asked if he thought Joe Biden would get the Democratic nod,
I personally don't think he makes it.
In reference to Biden saying he would like to take Trump behind the barn,
if he took me behind the barn and I went like this, I believe he'd fall over.
And would he run things like a dictator if he got back into office?
I said, no, other than day one. We're closing the border and we're drilling.
The Biden campaign has ramped up its criticism of Trump as polls consistently show Biden trailing the former president. House Republicans are warning of contempt of Congress charges for Hunter Biden if he refuses a closed-door deposition scheduled for next week. The chairman of the House Oversight and Judiciary Committees issued subpoenas mandating Hunter's appearance on December 13th. The threat arises as the president's son's legal counsel states Hunter is open to a public hearing but declines private questioning, citing concerns about Republicans misrepresenting private testimonies from witnesses in the past. The National Transportation Safety Board has identified a culture of silence regarding mental health within the aviation workforce. During a summit, the NTSB head stated that existing FAA regulations compel individuals in the aviation industry to either conceal or reject assistance. In response, the FAA recently announced the establishment of a new rulemaking committee. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.